This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will co-chair the 22nd annual summit between India and Russia with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow today. During the annual summit, Prime Minister Modi and President Putin will review the whole range of bilateral issues, including defence, trade linkages, investment ties, energy cooperation, education, culture, and people-to-people exchanges. They will also share perspectives on regional and global developments of mutual interest. Both leaders will also assess the status of bilateral engagements in groupings such as BRICS, Shanghai Cooperation Organization, G20, East Asia Summit, and the UN. Today, Prime Minister Modi will interact with the Indian community in Russia. He will also lay a wreath at the tomb of the unknown soldier in Kremlin and visit the Rosatom Pavilion at the exhibition venue in Moscow. These engagements will be followed by restricted level talks between the two leaders, which will then be followed by delegation level talks. In the second leg of his two-nation tour, Prime Minister will be visiting Austria later today at the invitation of the Chancellor of Austria. This will be Prime Minister Modi's first visit to Austria. He will hold restricted delegation-level talks with the Chancellor of Austria as well as a high-level business engagement. In Jammu and Kashmir, 5 army soldiers including a JCO were killed and 5 others injured in a terrorist attack in Kathua district of Jammu division yesterday. Akashvani Jammu correspondent reports that the attack took place in the Badnota village in Kathua district. The injured soldiers have been shifted to sub-district hospital Bilawa for advanced treatment. The terrorists threw a grenade and then opened fire with automatic weapons on the army vehicles that were on routine patrol duty last afternoon. Further details are awaited. The Supreme Court has asked the Centre and National Testing Agency, NTA, to file a report before it on the NEET-UG paper leak case. The top court also directed the CBI to file a status report on its investigation into the case so far. The Apex Court has asked the NTA Centre and the CBI to submit their reports before it by 5 p.m. tomorrow. A bench comprising Chief Justice D.Y. Chandrachur, Justice J.P. Pardiwala and Justice Manoj Mishra was hearing a batch of pleas related to the NEET-UG exam, including those alleging irregularities and malpractices in the medical test and seeking a direction to conduct it afresh. The Chief Justice of India said the fact that the sanctity of the exam is compromised is beyond question. He said, however, before ordering a retest, the extent of the leak needs to be known. The top court stated that cancellation of exam is the extreme last resort. The matter is now listed for hearing on Thursday. In Assam, the devastating floods have claimed the lives of 6 more individuals, bringing the total number of casualties to 72. The flood scenario of the state improved slightly, but over 22 lakh people are still reeling under the deluge across 27 districts. More than 3,100 villages of 91 revenue circles are affected by flood, and over 49,000 hectares of crop areas have been damaged across the state. NDRF and SDRF teams have rescued 218 people during the last 24 hours. State government has opened 245 relief camps and 298 relief distribution centres. There are over 53,000 people in the relief camps. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall in Mumbai and few parts of Maharashtra for the next 2 days. Many districts of Maharashtra, including Mumbai, witnessed heavy rainfall yesterday. While waterlogging was reported from many areas in the Mumbai metropolitan region, flood-like situations developed in some areas of Raigarh, Ratnagiri, Sindhudurg, Pune, Satara, Kolhapur and Buldana districts. And the Indian Olympic Association, IOA, has named Gagan Narang, 4-time Olympian and 2012 Olympic Games men's 10-meter air rifle bronze medalist, as the chef de mission of the Indian contingent to compete in the Paris 2024 Olympic Games starting from 26 July. He will replace MC Mary Kom. And that is the end of this news bulletin.